Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry about that. I had it on mute. Okay, so the reason why I'm having you call is because I do know that earlier today, one of the leads had been sending you messages through 5-9 asking you to move to follow-up work because you had been sitting there. And as soon as I sent the message, you would move. So I saw that you were in follow-up work, and when I pulled your screen, there's no activity whatsoever on the screen, and you had been in follow-up for about three or four minutes. So that's when I had messaged you. So I do want to go over this with you. I am going to follow up with an email. So this is just going to be a warning for you. I do want you to know that sitting in follow-up work, that is considered call avoidance, okay, which is considered abusing company's time. That is violation of company policy, all right? Follow-up work is to be used if you were disconnected on by a customer and you're having to call the customer back and add notations to the account, or if you weren't able to finish filling out a Google Doc while the customer was on the line, something of that nature, is to give you more time to do what needed to be taken care of on the call. But each day you are allowed a certain amount of follow-up work time. And basically what that's doing is if you're on, just say, for example, a Gilbert call and you're not finished doing work for the Gilbert campaign, we want to be able to bill them. So that's what that follow-up works for, instead of you being in not ready state or something like that, or another not ready state, rather. But sitting in follow-up work, that's a big something you cannot do. I'm not sure if you've got something going on, if there's a particular reason why you're just hanging out and follow-up work today. I know I've never had to address it with you before. I don't think that you've ever had to be addressed about it before. If you have, it's, you know, nothing that I'm aware of. So I am just, you know, speaking to you on it. I do want to let you know that next time it is going to be documented. Okay, but what I'm going to do today is I'm just going to follow up with an email just saying that I did speak with you, so that way if it does occur again, it is, you know, showing that you were spoken to previously, okay?
Oh, and usually when it's about three or four minutes for a follow-up, I'm doing a fragrance jewel call.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now when I pulled your screen, I was looking at the screen, and all I saw was just your 5-9 screen, and there was no activity on the screen, and all it showed was the blank screen, and it showed follow-up work.
Yeah, so not just now. I'm saying when it's like 3 or 4 minutes, that's usually what I'm doing.
And I mean, that's what I'm saying. I do understand that sometimes you do have to use it, especially for the fragrant jewels calls. But what I'm mainly speaking about is this time that I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions about anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, give me a few minutes. I'm going to send you an email. If you'll just look it over and just respond. And all it's going to say is that, you know, I did just touch base with you on this. So that way you do understand going forward, next time it would be documented. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, have a good rest of your shift, hon.
You too. Well, yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay.